This is a CKTZ News Update. Tomaso Biasiolo began the Cortez Island Men's Circle a couple of years ago. Its tagline is Support, Growth, and Courage. The group gets together every 2 weeks through most of the year and takes winters off. At the beginning of each season, an open evening is held, inviting men to check out what the circle has to offer and find out if it's for them. Biasiolo says the idea is to create a safe space for men to be vulnerable and share deep feelings. He was inspired to create the Men's Circle on Cortez after doing work with the Mankind Project, which was founded in 1984.
It is a non-profit organization that runs all around the world and do men work. And I did a training with them, and it was such a eye-opening to be in with men specifically and be able to be vulnerable and open to each other and be able to express who we are without having to feel or be somebody that we are not. As society tend to get us into those places. And I started one in Cuadra, I think, the first year. And then when I moved to Cortez, I just kept going and slowly built up.
And what is the purpose of the Men's Circle?
For me, how I see it is to create a safe space for men to sit together and not just chat about the usual things, but go a little bit deeper and being able to express how they feel in a place that is non-judgmental and safe and open for that, to receive that. So it's very important that the people that comes are open and relaxed and focused on the work.
Obviously, that would require trust. What are some of the keys to establishing trust?
So for our circle, when we start, we have some rules and guidelines. So that is very clear. And I think making people responsible for themselves and for the experience that they have, so they treat those information confidentially. And most of the time is about asking directly people to be responsible for that. And then usually works. Just instead of just asking everybody's okay with it, everybody say no, you go one by one and you ask them, put out your hand if you're okay with these guidelines.
Now, Tomaso, also, do you have a specific goal or is it guided by the needs of the group?
It gets guided by the needs of the group. Obviously, different people have different needs. So usually we meet, and it depends on the evening as well. Some evenings we go very deep, some evening we don't. So it's like allowing the group energy to flow and to let it, if people feels like going a little bit deeper, we go a little bit deeper. If it doesn't, we just do simple rounds of questions with, you know, one word. And yeah, it goes.
This is the launch of this year's.
Yeah.
Do you already have some people who've expressed interest, or what are you hoping for in terms of the number of men who attend?
So last year, we were between 5 and 9 people. I organized an open night at the beginning and one midway to allow people from outside to come in. Because we need to build that trust, I prefer not having people coming in and out randomly during the season. So when we start, I ask people to give me their best intention to come every time, every 2 weeks. And that builds up the trust of the group because it's always the same people. And then mid-season, we do another open night where we invite people from outside and everybody knows that's the night with new people. And that's how we are able to navigate that trust that is really important in the group.
I have to ask you one final question in these very interesting times we live in, and that is with the greater social acceptability of gender fluidity, is it open to people who simply identify as male, or is it specifically biologically all men?
It's not biologically all men. It is however you see yourself. If you identify as a male, you're more than welcome to come. And so I think that gives the openness and understanding and the lesson for everybody to accept that the identification and learn and grow from it.
The Cortez Men's Circle meets every other Wednesday in the sanctuary at Hollyhock Learning and Leadership Center. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.